splitting up the nose tackle reps beyond Ken Clark? Are you trying to get everybody? I mean, is pretty much everybody going to have to play there?
Well, everybody plays it anyways, because all you got to do is move some people around, and we could all end up being a nose. So you have to teach them. You have to teach when you're a nickel, and certain defenses, people could end up being a nose, even though you don't want them to be there. But just between LaTroy and Kenny and BP and Ricky and Isaiah, you know, working all those guys there.
So what do you do with Montrevious now that he can't practice? Is there more classroom time to meet with him alone, or is it just kind of he's just part of the group and has to learn with everybody else?
No, he'll be part of the group, but just miss all the practice things. You know, obviously can't be on the field. So we'll get him in the meetings, and we have always, as we always do, extra meeting with the young players, stuff like that. So we'll get some extra time with him. So his big focus now will be how well he does in the meeting room. You know, it's unfortunate what happened, but it happens. So now he's just got to make the most of it. When he's injured here, now he has to make the most of it in the meeting room.
Do you feel okay about your depth without him?
I don't know. I haven't really even thought about it, to be honest with you.
Kenny is obviously really young and still. What have you seen from him as the potential to develop into a pass rusher on the inside? Where do you think that is right now?
I think he's still working on it. You know, it's he's whether he's in on third down or whatever, but you know, coming from the nose in that tilt position, it's more of a challenge to rush from that tilt than it is from the other, you know, from a wider position in there. But I think he's still working on it, getting better at it. He certainly has the ability to do it. He's quick. He's got some good quickness in there. And so he's still a work in progress in that regard.
What's the plan for LaTroy as camp goes on, since he won't be able to go?
Right now, I'm just treating him like I always had with till I get some more direction from the people above me. I'm just coaching him as hard as I can and working him as much as I can.
Trigo, what can Daniels do to take his game to an even higher plane? And I get the sense that he would like to maybe get a few more opportunities to pass rush as well. Is that something that maybe he could get a few more opportunities to do as well?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
I don't know. He doesn't always play on third down. So is that something that you could give him more opportunities?
Well, I mean, Mike's just kind of staying with Mike now. Mike is soaking wet at freaking halftime. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's his play style. We get every ounce of rep that we can out of him, and so I mean he's played plenty on third down here. He'll play both, and he's important to us on third down. So that'll be part of his regimen. And I think for him to take his game again to the next level is just the next steps. Understanding again what's going on around you. Be a better student of the offensive lineman. You should have a better feel of the guys that are with you. You know, the division team, some of them have changed, some of them haven't. You know, some of the guys in the division. You know, and he does a great job of studying those guys, because that's where you know every year you're going to play those guys in your division six times. So, and he does a great job of studying those.
Okay, you're still figuring out what and where Lowry can help you inside.
Yeah. Well, I think probably not as much as the nose, just because of his body type in there. But again, sometimes you're forced to do that. But we like his versatility. He can play outside and go inside and do some things in there, and his movements and just his length helps him a bunch. He's a good football player. And, you know, I know his arms didn't measure the longest that you know, you come out of the scouting combine, but his overall length is very good when you add all that.
You can use that inside.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yep. He does a good job at that, and he's tough to throw over times. I mean, I don't know how many block passes he had last year, but he's already right now been in some situations where now he's probably trying to get out of the way and not block a pass because it's practice.
Does the addition of Ricky Jean-Francois maybe give you a piece that maybe helps you in regards to Mike Daniels? I mean, Daniels played more snaps than anybody on your line last year by a mile.
Right.
Does Ricky Jean possibly give you something a little bit more on first and second down that you can give Mike a little more opportunity on third?
Right. Could be. I mean, we'll see. I mean, they can play some similar positions. That'll be something that will work out. But I don't know that Mike's third down reps, I mean, his third down reps, in my opinion, have been fine. I mean, we'll have to just see how he reacts to being off the field on first and second down. You can be the one to tell him.
You should check out his Twitter feed sometime.
What's that?
About the third down stuff. It's fine.
Okay. I don't read Twitter.
How steep was the learning curve last year for a guy like Price coming from a small school, and where does he stand now relative to how comfortable he is in the deep?
Brian, you know, obviously the small school is a situation, but Brian's very smart. So he picks up things very quickly, and he had some good coaching in college. So even though it was a small school, had some good coaching, but he's a talented kid. We'll have to just see him keep going in here. And again, we've been 3 days in pads, so we'll know more once these live bullets start flying.